As a licensed clinical psychologist and having worked in student counseling, I think it's critical. I think it's the piece that we've been missing.
With more and more college students reporting troubles with anxiety and depression, Erie Community College President Dan Hakoy tells WBFO News on the three ECC campuses, staff continues working to make sure students are given the help they might need.
Because I am a licensed clinical psychologist, I've made sure that all our unit heads, from security to our counselors, can start to see our students with that lens and to identify any issues that might come up before they become problems. It's really helpful that they have contact with our students on a day-to-day basis, and they have relationships with our students so they can detect when there's, you know, changes in their mood or their mental health status. So that's been really helpful.
SUNY has piloted a new program this year where about 10 campuses are conducting telemental health counseling. While appearing last week on the ECC North Campus, SUNY Chancellor Christina Johnson says work continues to expand the service to more and more campuses.
So we're going to be able to expand that. We've received double the funding, so I think that will be very helpful. So using new technology, new tools in order to reach more students.
At the University at Buffalo, where many more students come from all over the world, President Satish Tripathi says students must be able to find the help they need while on campus.
Really, if you think about last few years, the number of counselors, you know, have gone up quite a bit. We have people who are professionals to early identify things, if you can help. So really, there are a lot of resources that has gone into, because this is a problem. And we really have the whole sort of group of people who just worry about it and work on this all the time.
Tripathi tells WBFO News privacy and confidentiality can create obstacles, but with professionals keeping a close watch on campuses, it can make a big difference in reaching students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.